From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. NATO leaders meeting in Brussels turn their attention to the war in Afghanistan. President Ashraf Ghani and Ukraine's leader Petro Poroshenko were to join summit leaders. Wednesday was largely about President Donald Trump's complaints that America's NATO partners are not paying enough for their own defense.
Since our last meeting, commitments have been made for over $40 billion more money spent by other countries. So that's a step, but it's a very small step. It sounds like a lot of money, and it is. But it's a very small amount of money relative to what they owe and to what they should be paying.
Mr. Trump kept the theme going in a tweet Thursday calling on members to meet a 2014 commitment of 2% of gross domestic product on defense by 2024. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg insists progress is being made.
We have a way to go, but the good news is that we have really started to deliver.
Mr. Trump also took aim at Germany Wednesday for signing on to a multi-billion dollar Baltic Sea pipeline deal to import Russian gas, saying Berlin was a captive of Russia. Wednesday, he met German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who said they had a good exchange of views and wished to continue bilateral cooperation. Earlier, she insisted Germany has a right to make its own decisions. NATO's also agreed to invite Macedonia to begin accession talks after resolving a name dispute with Greece. Zimbabwe's main opposition party marched to the Independent Election Agency demanding a fair national vote later this month. Among those taking part, Jacob Mufume.
The election will not take place if it is not in compliance with the law and the rules of transparency and accountability.
Voters are to choose a president and members of parliament on July 30. This will be the first election since the removal of longtime ruler Robert Mugabe. His successor promised a free, fair, credible poll. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met Wednesday in Moscow with Russian President Vladimir Putin for talks believed to have focused on Iran's presence in Syria. Trinity University history professor David Lesh said Israel-Iran tensions are the most worrisome of the Syrian conflict.
You know, of all the many fronts in Syria, the one between Israel and the Assad government, particularly its Iranian backers, is by far, in my opinion, the most dangerous of spiraling out of control from a domestic scenario to a regional conflict.
Mr. Netanyahu said his latest trip is another opportunity to act with Russia to stabilize the situation. He said Iran needs to leave Syria. Israel remains on alert as pro-government forces consolidate their grip on formerly rebel-held territory in southwest Syria. China has expressed shock over the U.S. decision to add another $200 billion worth of Chinese products subject to 10% tariffs by the end of August over Chinese trade and economic practices. It vowed to take the matter to the World Trade Organization. Wang Shouwen, Vice Minister of Commerce, addressed the matter before the WTO in Geneva.
The multilateral trading system is now confronted with severe challenges. We would like to call on all WTO members to resolutely defend the fundamental principles and the core values of the multilateral trading system.
The U.S. has already imposed tariffs on a variety of Chinese imports totaling $50 billion. All 12 boys rescued from a flooded cave in northern Thailand are described as in good health following their 17-day ordeal. Although they lost weight, the last four boys and their coach were rescued by an international cave rescue diving team. Late Tuesday, they're being quarantined at a Thai hospital to guard against infection. The biggest problems facing those in Japan in the wake of this week's flooding and landslides in the west is heat and a lack of drinking water. Nearly 200 are known to have died in the country's worst weather-related disaster in over 30 years. A third round of peace talks between the government of Myanmar, also known as Burma, and ethnic groups got underway in the capital, Naypyidaw, Wednesday, a renewed bid to end decades of armed conflict. It's a follow-on to previous meetings in which no progress or little progress has been made. The rights group Amnesty International, in a report released Thursday, accused the United Arab Emirates and its Yemeni allies of torturing detainees in a network of secret prisons in southern Yemen. The UAE and its allies deny the allegation. On Wall Street Wednesday, a four-day rally ended amid rising U.S.-China trade tensions, with the benchmark Dow Jones Index falling more than 200 points to 24,700. In a sign of easing of rising inflation, the producer price index climbed 0.3% in June, following May's sharp increase. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.